Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a hoodie that we love.
Depending on IMF loans to sustain the country's economy. Kabwe health officials warned against stealing drugs in health facilities. In international news, Trump presses ahead with 30% tariff on South Africa. And in sport, Chipolopolo gear up for Chan mission.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF President Kasonde Mwenda, has criticized the UPND-led government for depending heavily on International Monetary Fund, IMF, since they came into power. Speaking during the political podcast, Mr. Mwenda argues that if Zambia's economy was performing well, as claimed by the IMF, the country would not need to rely on these loans to survive. Mr. Mwenda accuses government of accumulating debt that would not only burden the current generation, but would affect the future generations too. He urges government to leverage the mining sector and other sectors to generate income instead of acquiring more loans.
Going into 5 years, the UPND has been sustaining Zambia on IMF loans. They borrowed $1.5 billion. Again, they have gone and gotten 1.7. If this country was doing well, according to the IMF, why are we living off debt? And that bomba, why am I living in debt? By UPND, they have not developed in Congo. What they have done is they have pushed in Congo to our children restructuring. Ma 20, 40, I want to come back with the not for our children, for us, you as me, now, as if bettering our children is not enough, they are borrowed again.
Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Chimwambwa has warned health officials in the district against stealing drugs. Mr. Chimwambwa has directed health workers in Kabwe to stop issuing prescriptions to patients, saying that the district has sufficient stocks of medicines. He has emphasized that the Zambian government has lost $60 million in donor support from the American government due to the actions of a few individuals attempting to undermine the healthcare system. However, Mr. Chimwamba says that the government will continue investing in healthcare facilities across the country.
As a district, we have seen no prescription. We cannot be stocked 97-98%, yet we are still giving prescriptions. So we have said no to prescriptions. Secondly, we have said that we must always provide an alternative drug. I think that is very important. So we cannot be boasting 97-98%, yet we are giving prescriptions. We are also saying that if we are going to come from an environment of investment as a country of 1.2 billion in terms of medical budgeting to 4.9 billion, we should be saying that that benefit should actually go to the people of the country, those that need it most.
The Zambia Civil Liberties Union has welcomed government's decision to defer a bill number 13 that would have allowed the chief registrar to determine the cancellation of land titles. Executive Director Isaac Mwanza commends government for listening to the views of stakeholders and the public, hoping that there will be serious consultations and stakeholder discussion on all the bills that have been deferred in Parliament. The union has expressed concerns that the bill would undermine the judiciary's powers and erode investor confidence in Zambia.
Welcome the deferment of Bill number 13, so as to allow many stakeholders to engage and for the bill to be polished. We had made it very clear that we did not support this bill because it was taking away the powers of the judiciary and placing them in the individual to determine the cancellation of the land title, and it was going to be dangerous. Investors were going to lose confidence in coming to invest in Zambia where you can cancel land unilaterally like that. So we commend government for deferring and for listening to the views of the people. What we hope is that now there will be serious consultations on the bills that have been deferred in Parliament.
The Zambia, I beg your pardon, Mazabuka District Commissioner Oliver Mulomba took drastic action this morning, locking the main gate and offices at the district administration premises in protest over the persistent late coming of civil servants. Mr. Mulomba expressed frustration over the rampant trend of late reporting for work, which he believes is compromising service delivery. The DC has since directed all heads of government departments to take disciplinary action against officers who fail to report for duty on time, emphasizing the importance of punctuality. He adds that public service workers must lead by example and demonstrate commitment to their duties.
I'm saying I'm not condoning this one. As to what action will be taken, I'm delegating this one to the head of the department to take action to themselves and to those who come later under them. If they don't take action, I'll take action. For now, I'm urging all the civil servants in the district to desist from late reporting. I'll be very happy if they report at 6 hours. No problem. They're not compassionate. After 17 hours, the way in most cases I do, I can tell you for sure, like the other day, I was coming out of my office around 23 hours.
International news, South African products exported to the U.S. will face a 30% tariff from 7th August, President Donald Trump has announced. South Africa is the only country from sub-Saharan Africa singled out in the announcement, reflecting his strained relationship with Cyril Ramaphosa's government. Other Southern African nations, including Lesotho and Zimbabwe, have been hit with a 15% tariff, which will also come into effect in 7 days. The decision is a huge blow to South Africa, as the U.S. is its second biggest trading partner. South Africa's automobile, farming, and textile sectors had enjoyed duty-free access to the U.S. market under the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA. Still in international news, Ghanaians can now travel visa-free to 4 countries in the global south, a move aimed at strengthening passport power after the U.S. imposed travel restrictions on several African nations. Ghana signed a visa waiver agreement with Colombia, Mozambique, as well as the island nations of Dominica and Sao Tome and Principe. Principe, rather, Foreign Minister Sam Ablakwa announced on X on Sunday. In June, Accra also secured a visa waiver with Morocco, with more agreements underway, Ablakwa stated. The announcement comes